This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here at the table, our buddy Steve Zocchi from the Final Inspection, which is 105.7 FM The Fan out of Milwaukee, up here talking a little racing. How you been, man? Let me turn that mic on. Let me make sure we hit that button. There we go. How you been?
Fantastic. I mean, Road America, it's finally warm. Summer's finally in here in Wisconsin, and it couldn't come fast enough.
Yeah, thank God. At least today is 71. I know there's some rain expected over the weekend, but it's still going to be in the 70s, so it's not going to be terrible temperature-wise. So, and they run rain or shine, which is – I'm always used to the years of Indy not running in rain. And when you got a little bit of rain on the track, that was it because the slicks just couldn't hold it, and they were, you know, they would end up, having some serious issues. But now they run in the rain.
Back in 1986, they had a horrible, horrible weekend where it rained. They actually postponed it. They brought them back like a month later, and it rained that weekend. So they let them race, and it was fantastic. I was sitting in, standing in turn five. You didn't want to sit anywhere because it was just a steady rain. And that first lap, I'll never forget this. I've told this story before on my show, but seeing Emerson Fittipaldi come down into turn five at about 150 miles an hour with a rooster tail, I swear to God, was 30 feet in the air. It was fantastic. And it was to see those cars race in the rain like that, and it was guys like Mario Andretti, who you had on last year, Emerson Fittipaldi, all the, these drivers, a lot of them who trained in Europe in the rain. They put on a clinic. It was fantastic. It was the conditions were probably one of the worst here at Road America, but everybody here loved it because they knew they were seeing something special.
Yeah, it's interesting. They'll do that rain or shine this weekend. Like I said, the tickets are still available. Go to Menards. You can also print them off online. Go to roadamerica.com. Kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult. First responders are free this weekend. So, first of all, we had Simon Pagenaud on just before he won the Indy 500. And then he won, so he wanted mojo, so he came back on the program. But talk about Indy, and I have to tell you, when I talked to him about winning, and he talked about the fan recognition and such, you know, which is always cool. Whenever you win Indy 500, you're immediately catapulted to a stardom. But this series, this is the most fans I've seen here on a Friday in a long time. I tried to drive the cart through the paddock a little bit earlier, and it was really difficult to get through. I've never had that before. This is bizarre. There's so many fans here this weekend already.
And kind of a special moment in Victory Lane. Those who have followed the series have known his dog, Norman, the terrier, and a cute dog. And when they brought that, it was one of those moments, it was an electric moment when they brought Norman into Victory Lane because they all started to cheer. He started to bark. It was a fantastic moment. And a lot of people who may not necessarily been race fans, but they loved seeing that dog in Victory Lane. And it really got a lot of, on social media, it was spread all over. And now Norman is an absolute rock star. If you walk through, if Simon walks through the paddock with Norman, everybody's going to Norman.
Right.
Because everybody loves the dog now. So
yeah, that's what he was saying when he came on the show. He said that, you know, you get here and you want to walk your dog and such. And he says that's when people didn't recognize him. And now, you try to walk through some of the grassy areas or whatever, you know, it's people swarm around the dog. He said the dog draws more attention than he does. And he's walking around with an Indy 500 ring on.
And single guys know that, too. You walk to a park with a dog, it's a chick mate.
With a good dog, a cool dog. Yeah, no doubt about it. So we just had George Steinbrenner, the fourth, up here, his race team trying to get out of some bad luck. This is not a great course to get out of bad luck. You got to be pretty good in both team and in driver.
Well, and for them to already win a race, maybe expectations were set a little too high, too fast. But they're a young team, and you're going to have that when they're on, and they can compete with Team Penske, with Andretti, and everybody else. But when they're off, they're really off. And unfortunately, he's made some rookie mistakes. Colton Herta, a second generation driver, but this is a track he's run well here in the past. They know, as he mentioned before, he knows the track, and they could be they were in first practice, they were 16th, I think it was. But there's another practice this afternoon. A lot of time for them to get things straightened out, and they could definitely be someone to look for on Sunday.
This also being a track that a lot of these drivers love because it's not your traditional oval where you're just doing the circles and trying to, you know, go high and then dive hard. There's a lot of places to pass, but as George said, there's also, you make a mistake on the backside of this track, it is a long way home to the pits to get something fixed, mm-hmm. and you're going to lose a lot of time. And if you make a mistake, you're pretty much done here. There's not an easy way to come back.
Yeah, we saw that in the first practice with Jack Harvey in Canada Corner, had an issue with his brakes, went offline, and thankfully for the safety standards and the upgrades that Road America has done, he went into the gravel trap and he hit the terrier barrier, but he didn't damage his car severely. So they got a clean the dust and the pebbles out of it, but that car should be no problem getting that car ready for practice number two.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be good to go this afternoon. But, put a new nose cone on it, you're good to go.
But on the race, if that happens, during the race, you're on Sunday, you're cooked. But another thing is fuel mileage. Fuel mileage is very important because with a track this large, you can try many alternate strategies, especially when it pertains to the fuel. So there might be somebody, a team that's maybe not running, let's say Colton Herta and the Steinbrenner team, maybe they don't have a lot of outright speed. They might try a different strategy so they can maybe skip a pit stop, save fuel, and then be there at the end.
Why is this form of racing becoming more and more popular again?
I think it's a few things. The problem, obviously there was a problem with the split back in the 90s and that, and then that was did not do anything good for the sport of open wheel racing. But the other problem is neither series at that time really had a long-term strategy. And this is a group that's in here now with Jay Fry and his group. They have a long-term. They know where they want to be in 5 years. They want to bring in a third manufacturer. So all these things, if they're able to do that, I think it everything is kind of working well. They wanted to get a single TV package, mm-hmm. which they were able to do with NBC and NBC Sports Network. So all these things that they've said, okay, we got 5 years to do this. Those things are starting to fall into place, and you're starting to see a synergy now with this series that you haven't seen in a while.
Driver on the circuit, I mean, we know there's still the Tony Kanaans of the world, Pagenaud coming off of a big win out at Indy. You got guys that are here that are veterans, but there's a lot of new names that are associated with this particular sport. We're used to some of the faces changing and the old guard changing over in NASCAR. This, there's a lot of names here that you may recognize, but there's also a whole boatload of names. Like you said, Jack Harvey, I'd heard that name one time. So there's a lot of names here I don't recognize.
Well, Jack Harvey is an interesting guy. He doesn't bring money to the table, and he was a good racer. Just missed out on winning a couple Indy Lights championships, which had a scholarship program, so you could take that next level. He just missed on that, and he was out of racing for a good year and a half. Just kept at it, being around, talking to people, was able to put a package together, and he's running today. And it's a program with Michael Schenck Racing where they only did like five races the first year. Now they're keep expanding, and it looks like next year they'll be able to go full time. So perseverance pays off. That's a good story to see. Nice, good-looking kid, and a lot of talent from England. But there's other drivers out there. Alexander Rossi, of course, is. Almost won Indy again for the second time last month. He's somebody that's a fan favorite. And then, of course, you have Joseph Newgarden with Team Penske, and, mm-hmm. of course, Will Power. And then, Simon Pagenaud, as we spoke about, too. So, I mean, these are drivers that have been with the series, and especially, they're always saying, well, we need more Americans. Well, you do have Americans that are running up front, like Rossi and Joseph Newgarden, and guys that are really connecting with the fans, especially on social media, too.
The track itself, we talk about racing in Wisconsin. This track continues to grow, continues to expand, and continues to make improvements and get better. We finally saw racing back at the Milwaukee Mile. The ARCA series came to town. From what I understand, now they weren't expecting a huge crowd. They got a bigger crowd than they expected. Maybe it's not just racing for the IndyCar series that there's so many fans here. Maybe it's just in general that racing just kind of is coming back.
Well, and I knew some people actually came from Indiana and Illinois and other states that wanted to support the event. And considering the weather that we had, I mean, 55 degrees and cloudy
terrible.
Is not a good crowd to have a walk-up crowd. But it was nice to see that crowd, and it's baby steps. And mm-hmm. I think with the promoter they have there now and some other people that are interested also coming on board, I think next year you're going to see a bigger event.
Yeah.
And then maybe that third year you may be able to see a bigger national series take a chance.
What is the stumbling block for getting the Milwaukee Mile back up and running?
For IndyCar?
For any racer.
For IndyCar would be more comfortable with a local promotion, somebody that's in town. That was one of their stumbling blocks, and they kind of went with Andretti. But I know there's been talk about what can we do to bring in Milwaukee? That's one of the things they mentioned, the powers to be down in Indianapolis. What about Milwaukee? They'd like a local promoter. NASCAR, I think you could see NASCAR, especially whether it's the Truck Series or the Xfinity Series, because with the new TV package, and there's going to be a new financial dynamic in NASCAR coming up in a couple years when that TV package goes away. Now, they can just piggyback a lot of these races with the Cup races. It doesn't matter if there's 5,000 people in the stands because they're getting in that TV money. That's probably going to be going away, especially with the Truck and Xfinity Series. So they're going to need to go to tracks. And the fans are asking NASCAR, too, to go to some of these smaller tracks. Mm-hmm. When the Truck Series first came in 1995, they were going to smaller tracks like Mansfield, Ohio. They were going out in the tracks in Oregon, Flemington, New Jersey, which unfortunately isn't there anymore, and Washington State. When they would go into these tracks, it was like rock stars because these small towns were like, hey, NASCAR's coming to our small town. And it really propelled the Truck Series. And I think if they did that and went to tracks that they're not going to now, like the Milwaukee Mile and some other tracks, I think it would, put fans in the stands, and overall I think it would lead to the NASCAR getting more healthier.
Always good, man. Appreciate you stopping by for a couple minutes.
Enjoy
the weekend out here. I love Road America.
It's going to be fantastic. Rain, they say rain. They said it was going to rain during the Indianapolis 500. There's 100% chance rain. Sometime during the race, it never rained.
Right.
So
cross your fingers.
It could rain. That is true. It could rain tomorrow. It could be at 2 o'clock in the morning, though, too.
Right. Cross your fingers.
Yep.
Good stuff. That's Steve Zottke from the Final Inspection on 105.7 FM, The Fan, joining us here at our broadcast center at Road America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.